Hello.
Hello, I had to find my mute button. Oh my gosh. How are you doing?
Awake.
I don't think I am not awake.
It's funny. I'm following your lead. I'm playing with AI.
Oh, how's that working out?
Pretty good. Anne may kill me, but
Yeah.
so I've got a subscription to Claude,
Oh, yeah, okay.
and I have Claude command line installed and Gemini command line installed on my computer. And what I've been doing over the past few days, starting last week, is actually the first thing I did is I pointed Claude to to mod circ
Oh,
storage and fee fines
yeah.
and told it to do a code review.
Oh my gosh.
Then after I did that, now basically I'm up to, I think it's like prompt 11 or prompt 12 with it, where I'm asking it to go through and consider different changes to the fee fine structures and the interface and how it shouldn't be, how it suggested be implemented, what shortcomings are there, things that I'm missing, all that other stuff. And it's spitting out massive documents for me to
Wow. I thought of like taking all the mod for data import and just,
through.
putting it in there. I mean, I didn't do it because I probably wouldn't understand it, but I think they do that already.
Yeah, I know some of the EPAM teams they've been playing with AI. I'm not sure how big of a scope they're using. I think they're just doing module by module.
Oh, okay.
And the one I've done is slightly different, where I point it to three or four modules and ask it to look about how the modules are interacting with each other. So it comes up with some really interesting stuff. I mean, there's some things in there that I've been reading. I'm like, okay, that makes no sense. That's not necessarily true. But
Yeah.
it
I mean, but some of this is so complex because if you have a lot of connections with other modules.
Yeah, so right now we're doing I'm typing up a prompt for it to change transfer accounts.
Oh gosh, wow. Well, I mean, that's actually really interesting. I mean, I especially because they said, poor data import. I mean, we only have like half. A development team. I mean, not that I don't think AI can supplement that, but I mean, they're doing their best. They're working as, and they work really, really hard as a team. So,
I mean, it might. There is some concerns around using code generated by any of these bots because you don't know where they got the code from.
exactly.
And Claude, you have to like I there is sometimes I have to fight with it because it wants to do code changes. I'm like, no, I just want documents. I just want you to document this. I just want you to document this. But it does a pretty decent job. For instance, like I gave it a fee fine UI mockup that I did, and the prompt was basically, I want you to look at this mockup I did and then look at the lines that are currently in the fee fine system and what information is available, and tell me what is missing in this mockup that currently is not in the system and suggest how to add it. So I did a pretty cool one with that one. The other one, where was it? Design consolidation. It was looking at the account structure, and I was asking it to flatten out like the JSONB stuff and how would you do this,
Oh,
that sort of
yeah.
thing. But when I got deeper and I was with that UI one, I was like, okay, well, I want you to do this. And it's like, okay, well, it was like, well, this is showing multiple fee finds on a single screen. And currently, the way the fee find system works is every single time you generate a fee or fine, it creates a new account. And that new account is all those new accounts are tracked individually. And it pointed out that the way it links it to loans is very wishy-washy. Like it's based on a timestamp, it's not based on a loan ID. So it's like what it would do is consolidate, create a new table for charges. So it would repurpose the loan account and tie it directly to a, or the fee fine account, tie it directly to a loan. Create a new table called charges so that any charge on that loan would be added to that table. And then it would increase the amount on the fee find account table and keep the transaction table. And it's like the benefit to this is instead of having four accounts generated at one time, you would only have one. Everything is tied together, so it's easier to act upon and all this other stuff. I'm like, damn.
That's actually pretty good. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah. Huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering, I mean, do you know if the POs are talking about that in the PO group?
I don't. I know that there's a few POs that have used AI to help do try with help diagramming, help write, maybe some Jiras or something. But I don't know if they have had Claude do or had AI do any in-depth review of the modules and make suggestions. I even had it go through and like tell me where it saw issues in the code and shortcomings, and then say, "Okay, now write me up a Jira for every single one of these issues you found." And it generated like 20 Jiras for me.
Oh, wow.
They're not in Jira. It just wrote the text files for me. But I'm like,
Yeah,
I need
but
you.
still,
Yeah. And it did it in
that's
a
pretty
matter of 10
good.
minutes. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
pretty cool. There's a lot of information that I need to chug through and kind of like see where it's pointing. But so far, I kind of like some of the ideas it's coming up with. So we'll see.
I mean, that seems like a really great start. I mean, if
Yeah.
it can provide that, I mean, that's actually, yeah.
Yeah,
Not bad.
the desk might kill me after a while. I wonder if anyone else is coming. It's 8 past.
Well, I realized that this is our week off.
Is it? I thought it was next week.
No, it's this week.
Oh, is this the coming week?
It's the coming week. Yeah.
You could
Yeah.
have fooled me.
Oh my God. Well, even yesterday, I mean, there was a community council meeting, which I was like, oh God, no, because we had a snow day, but
Yeah.
I went to that meeting. I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
there you
in that
go.
case, I'll get back to my AI until Vega comes in, and I'm still going to pester you about doing a workshop at WolfCon.
I'll think about it. I'll think. Though
Seriously.
I
Yeah.
was wondering about maybe 'cause like the AI one, like some things I wouldn't be able to answer. I'd have to do with like my calling, but
Right.
he's not going to Prague. I'm wondering if it might be better to do that one, like, when we get to North America.
Right. I mean, it's up to you. Like, I honestly, I think the AI one would be really, really cool. But if you wanted to do a different one, that's completely fine too. And if you wanted to, like, I can never say his name right. Alvaro.
Alvaro, yeah.
Alvaro, when he did the linked data workshop here in the US, he had a few colleagues from the National Library of Sweden that was helping with that, and they just basically zoomed in.
Oh,
So,
nice. Yeah.
I mean that's fine. Like if you have a co instructor that wants to zoom in and do part of it or help us part of it, I don't think that's an issue. But the other thing is the reason why I think it's so cool is, as you said, like yourself, and I could be a used car salesman, I'll warn you. But none of it's spin. Like, that's the other thing too, is I don't spin things. It's just like actually what I think. The re one reason why I think it's cool is like you, when you were telling me about it, it's like you even freely admitted like you're not a developer. You know some Python, you know some other, a little bit of some other languages, but you're really using the tools as a non-developer to help you write functional code. And a lot of the people in the community are just that. They're non-developers and they have no idea how to get started. And I don't think they realize, like, AI is such a weird thing because either people are really scared of it or they're afraid of what it might do or they don't trust it. And I think, like, exposing them to the idea of, yes, you can use it to help you write code snippets. And use it also as a learning tool because I've actually learned, I learned some Python tricks from AI when it writes me code. I'm just like, huh, I never thought of it doing that that way.
That is funny. Well, I did one where, it was searching for the container code, and systems librarian was like, "Oh, I wouldn't have done, that's novel." And he was surprised it worked. So, I mean, yeah.
If it works, it works. I mean, that's the thing is like I remember when I went, a long time ago, I was talking to one of our devs and they used to love to write Python because they're like, oh, I can fit the entire function on one line. It was like the ultra nerdy dev thing to do is like writing this massive function on one Python line. And like, well, yeah, that's cool, but you can't read but yeah, so whatever, like, yeah, developers have their own way of doing things. And if it's not done their way, sometimes they are like, oh, I don't know if I would do that.
That's true. Yeah, but it is really powerful. I think, people, well, here, they're worried about people cheating and stuff like that, which, yeah. Though, to date, Copilot hasn't given me any references or signs or any, saying this is where I took the code. So I'm not sure where it's getting it from.
It won't. So Copilot will say, like, if you are using Copilot from Microsoft or Copilot from GitHub.
Microsoft.
Okay. So Microsoft Copilot, I believe their model is just trained on a bunch of open source resources. So they're looking at things. A lot of the general AI models do things like scrape, all Stack Overflow. It will look at open repos for open repos and GitHub and that sort of thing and scrape their code. So it usually isn't like a bit, it isn't usually like a line to line copy of someone else's code. It might grab snippets of it and shove it in, but it's not like it'll copy an entire function from somebody else and throw in your code. It might copy a way that somebody did it that might be unique or something of that nature, but it is really, really hard to get around where they got it. I found Gemini is a lot better, especially if you put it in thinking mode or research mode. It will actually, as it gives an answer, it will actually give you footnotes and tell you what site it's referenced for those specific footnotes.
Oh, that's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, so Gemini does a really good job. If you haven't played with Gemini at all, it's free. If you just need to sign up with your Google account and try out research mode and give it some big topic and it will write you like a 10-page paper. And it will go through tons and tons and tons of websites and summarize things. It's really cool. And I also know that just conversations I've had with it, because I've asked it outright, Gemini's model is also has had access to the Folio documentation and wikis and has been trained on that. So it has ingested that exit. Because the other thing you can do is if you have an Android phone, if you open up the Gemini app, the last button on the right is its two-way voice conversation. I was talking to Joey yesterday, or Joseph yesterday, from Spokane. I actually will be like going somewhere and I'll get a random idea and I will open up the voice conversation with Gemini because I want to talk about an idea. And it'd
Yeah.
be like, it's like you're on a phone call. But I've actually asked outright, do you have access to the Folio developer documentation and best coding practices and all this other stuff? And it's, oh yes, I have access to that. And I would start a conversation with it, asking about how to build a new back-end module, front-end module, what the coding practices are, how would it go about doing something, porting over code from Python to Java to, and all this other
Wow.
stuff. And it's pretty cool. So I would try that one too. I actually might, what I'm doing with Claude now, depending on how it turns out in that, and how useful all this is, I actually might do a Wolfcon presentation on how I was using Claude to brainstorm how to rework fees and fines.
Yeah, I think you should. I mean, that would be really, really interesting. And maybe to interest to those even, outside Folio. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, I mean, it's giving me some really good ideas, and it is finding some things that I didn't think about. Like for instance, I asked it, what would be the ramifications, positive and negative, for combining circulation, modcirc, and modcirc storage? And it went through, and most of the stuff that it gave me as benefits, I already knew. But then some of the negatives is like, well, if you combine these, you could potentially break other modules because of your API points are going to change. So either you have to keep them stable, or you're going to have to do all these other modules. It gave me, I asked it for a breakdown of estimate of work of how long it thinks that it would take for someone to change this over. And the estimates, while surprising, seemed valid.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. It was actually really cool. But anyways, I'll let you go.
Yeah. I'm
You know,
gonna
this is
go
all.
wake up. It's actually sunny
Oh,
today.
nice.
So, I mean, after the blizzard, the sun. So, and it's supposed to snow tomorrow too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. It's the same here.
Oh gosh. Yeah. You're just close enough. Is it sunny where you are now?
Yes, it's sunny today.
Oh.
We didn't get much snow. We only got like an inch or two. It was mainly the
Oh
coast that got hit.
man, we got like 8, 10 inches.
Oh no, we didn't get that much.
Oh
It's enough that we have to shovel the sidewalk again, basically. But
boy. Yeah. No, I kind of unearthed my car and I was like, oh no. But yeah. All righty. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
to you soon. Yep. Bye.
Bye.